This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The whole of the Michigan State University community is carefully watching what happens in the wake of the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. That includes parents who are alums and have children who are currently attending MSU. Joining me now are Ann Gallagher, an 87 graduate and the co-president of the Calhoun County Spartans Alumni Club. Welcome.
Hi, Lester.
And Jim Kane, an 89 graduate from the Journalism School. Hi there.
Hello, Lester.
So you both have children enrolled at MSU right now, right? What kind of conversations are you having with them?
Sure. So I have one child who's a senior there now, one that graduated last year, and one that's been accepted. And, you know, for me at least, I'm not sure about Jim, but we've kind of had these discussions with our kids going back many, many years. My kids went to a Catholic school, and so because of the Catholic priest abuse scandal, you know, they go through lots of training, as do the parents and the volunteers in the schools, about, you know, really what to look for in terms of, you know, adults who are trying to prey on children. So for us, it really wasn't anything new. It was obviously very shocking, the extent to the issue, but in terms of being surprised by it or, you know, being, you know, naive to it, I would say my kids are definitely, you know, they realize that this goes on and that, you know, adults abuse their power and their position sometimes, unfortunately. And so, you know, we've had actually some good discussions around it.
I would say, too, you know, I have a daughter who is a freshman at Michigan State, and I have a daughter who's still in high school. She's a sophomore, and she is definitely going to consider Michigan State. And my daughter is having a fabulous experience as a Spartan, with, you know, academically, with her professors and her dorm community and everything. And she has certainly been aware and been sensitized to, you know, the risks of, you know, adult predators. What's really unfortunate in this case is that you have so many examples over time where you had the Boy Scouts of America, you had the Catholic Church, you had Penn State, in these large institutions where predators were able to thrive for so long. And we've seen how this story plays out, which makes it all the more disappointing when something happened at Michigan State to see the way that the university has reacted and handled the matter.
And that's the real key issue here. What are your concerns going forward for your students and for the reputation of your school when no adults stopped this predator when they had a chance to at different times?
Well, it's not necessarily just a Michigan State issue. I mean, certainly the Meridian Township Police and the Olympic Committee and the gymnastics community, everyone was duped by this monster, you know, but it's up to Michigan State to ensure that its house is in order and its priorities are straight. And that has to start with the victims, and that didn't happen here. And you know, my hope is that Governor Engler's been, you know, taking this assignment. He has said all the right things so far, but he needs to put a team together and move quickly to fix the plumbing and wiring, to hold people accountable and do the right thing by the victims.
And what's your son say? He's not been to the school yet. He's just been accepted. What's he thinking at this point?
Yeah, so we talked about that, Lester, and, you know, he said it doesn't affect his choice. You know, when he goes to make that choice, he's still waiting to hear from a couple schools. He said that won't play into it. Both of his older sisters, and I'll, you know, reiterate what Jim said, they've had a fantastic time there. Really, there hasn't been any, you know, negatives that they've experienced in their 4 years and 3.5 years there. So, you know, he looks to that and knows that, you know, Michigan State has 50,000 students. It has, you know, I don't know how many staff and faculty and, you know, who haven't done anything wrong. They've got wonderful programs. It is a safe campus. So he looks to that and knows that this is just, you know, a very unfortunate situation. And I think what hit home a little bit to us also is my daughter, who's currently at school there, her friend growing up, and then they were freshman roommates, she was a gymnast, and she actually was seen by Nassar. Luckily, she was not one of the abuse victims, but one of her very good friends was. So, you know, for my daughters, they, you know, knew somebody that knew somebody, but they personally have felt very safe there all their years, and, you know, their friends haven't had any issues. So I think that kind of translates over to my son. He did say, you know, and he's 17 years old, so I was kind of impressed that he said this, is he said, you know, it looks like they're really trying to make some changes with the administration, and you know they're trying to work with people, victims, victim rights groups going forward. So he was encouraged by that.
I think you hit on something really important, Anne, which is what is the real Michigan State? And it's exactly what you've described and the experience, you know, your kids and my daughter are having. You know, as I look forward over time, you know, the university is going to face, you know, tremendous litigation. Sponsors are at risk. Faculty confidence has been shaken, and all those things have to be resolved and resolved quickly and addressed in the right way. And that's what I'm going to be watching because, you know, I don't think my younger daughter would necessarily not pick Michigan State because of something Larry Nassar did. But she is going to have choice about which school to attend, and I'm going to be watching very closely to see how quickly the university is able to move and how quickly they're able to get back on track, because I'd feel somewhat reluctant to send my daughter to an institution that's broken.
You know, beyond this fact of Nassar abusing these young girls and women, we also have these allegations by ESPN report about, you know, athletes getting away with sexual harassment or sexual assault, not going through the process correctly. Does that shake your confidence in what's happening at your school?
You know, I watched the special. I read about it. I'm going to just kind of take a wait-and-see approach to that. You know, part of me says it sounds like all the procedures were followed. You know, the Title IX office was, you know, investigated, and various, you know, police departments or whatever investigated. I don't know all the details. But so part of me says, you know, let's take a wait-and-see attitude and kind of see what the investigator finds out that the attorney general appointed. Let's kind of take a wait and see attitude there. I don't want to jump on, you know, a bandwagon that says take Tom Izzo and Mark D'Antonio down, because I don't think that's fair or right. And you know, I'm sure there's a lot that they can't say either. So I have respect for them and their programs, you know, until I see differently. So that's kind of where I'm sitting at on that one. And a lot of alumni that I've talked to feel the same way, that, you know, you can't play this stuff out in the court of public opinion, especially when one side has probably their hands tied for legal reasons.
Well said. I that's exactly how I feel. I mean, I think ESPN was wrong to try and equate what may or may not have happened, you know, in the football program and the basketball program with something that was, you know, predatory behavior that lasted, you know, for years. They're very different, and they were handled differently, so it would appear.
In the minute or so we have left, I've got one final question for both of you. How concerned are you about MSU's reputation being damaged to the point that having a degree from MSU might taint a person's chances of getting a job?
I'm not worried about that at all. Again, faculty, staff, you know, we're a major, well-respected research university. I don't think that's going to have one issue at all. My oldest daughter has a great job with Intel Corporation out near Portland, Oregon, and a lot of her coworkers are from Penn State. It didn't hurt them one bit. So I don't think that. I think that you're jumping to big, you know, big assumptions there.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen either, and it really speaks to the you know, the quality of the faculty and the education experience you can have at Michigan State. And I think if the new administration and the changes that are made are done in the right way and done quickly, you know, we can emerge as a much stronger community and a much stronger university.
You know, what I've told people is I think, you know, if there is a silver lining in this whole thing is that, you know, Michigan State can actually emerge a stronger university and maybe even take a leadership role in sexual assault awareness. I mean, look at what the Izzone did, you know, right after this scandal broke. It didn't take them long at all to get the teal shirts, and people started talking about it. And I think that's, you know, it's that communication piece that really I think is very important. And so if anything, I'm thinking maybe MSU can take a lead role in this going forward, and that can be, you know, the silver lining if there is one.
You know what? I think that's what we all hope for.
Jim Kane is an alum of MSU. One daughter is a freshman at Michigan State right now. A younger daughter is in high school and hasn't determined yet whether she will go to MSU, but it sounds like she's leaning that way. Ann Gallagher is also an alum of MSU. She has one daughter who graduated from there, another who will soon graduate, and a son who's been accepted to Michigan State. Hey, thanks for being candid with us.
Thank you, Lester.
Thanks, Lester.